Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. Jungle Jim, Shanghai Lil, and Kolo are about to begin a new and dangerous adventure. They are going to help a young American rubber planter find his bride of only a few months who has succumbed to some strange malady of the jungle and disappeared. Harvey Stacy, the young planter, and his wife settled on a rubber plantation on the edge of the Malay jungle. In a few weeks, she became affected by some strange power of the jungle that seemed to always be drawing her away from her home and husband. On three occasions, the young planter snatched his wife back and revived her when, in a strange trance, she was heading into the jungle. But one night, while Harvey Stacy was away securing medical aid for his wife, she disappeared with her native maid, Nori. Young Stacy and his crew of natives, together with the doctor who had come to treat her, follow the tracks of the young white woman and her native maid far into the jungle to the banks of a river. There, the tracks ended, and despite a week of careful search, they found no further clues to the young woman's strange disappearance. Jungle Jim has been reciting the story to Shanghai Lil at breakfast.
Well, Jim, that's without a doubt the weirdest and most mysterious story I ever heard of in all my years in the Orient. Where's young Stacy now?
In that room there, Lil, fast asleep. He was on the edge of a total collapse.
Oh.
He hadn't had any sleep for over a week. The terrific strain of the search and the long journey down the river was telling on him. Why, he was almost insane when he got here.
And no wonder. He's been through enough to wreck anyone's nerves.
That's why I had Kolo fix him a strong sedative and put him to sleep.
Have you told him you're going to help him find his wife?
No. I made no promises until I was sure to get a good rest.
Oh.
If I had told him I'd help him, he would have insisted we start at 4 o'clock this morning. He never stood the trip back up the river.
Well, it's after 10 now. That means he's had 6 hours sound sleep.
Yeah, that's only a drop in the bucket to what he really needs. I'll let him sleep as long as he can. The more sleep he gets, the better off he'll be. This little expedition is going to be plenty tough on all of us, Lil.
In that case, I'd better be getting ready. I've got to get a whole new outfit. I lost all my jungle campaign clothes on that Karnak case.
If I'm not mistaken, this is really going to be a campaign that you'd better be prepared for anything.
Okay, Jim, I will. And believe me, it's going to feel good to swing into action again.
Don't be too enthusiastic, Lil. You might regret it later on.
Oh.
I've got Kolo up, rounding up supplies for us. We've got to be well equipped for a long siege in the heart of some of the foulest jungle country in the world.
You aren't by any chance trying to discourage me with all this threatening talk.
No, but I want you to know what you're getting into.
I'll take the chance. I've done it before, and I'm still alive, still healthy, and raring to go.
Yes, but this is brand new country for you, Lil. Although you've been through some pretty bad places before, you're going to find this part of the world makes all the other danger spots look like a kindergarten playground.
That's nice. Thanks for the friendly tip. And if you'll excuse me now, I'll get going and buy myself some nice, serviceable duds for this little outing. I'll see you later. Bye.
So long, Lil. I'll call you this afternoon after our patient wakes up.
Okay.
Back again, Tuan.
Okay, Kolo. Did you get everything we needed?
Yes, Tuan. Everything all packed. Ready now to load.
Oh, that's fine. How's Stacy? Still asleep?
Yes, Tuan. He not wake up 2, maybe 3 hours yet.
That ought to help him. Oh, say, Kolo, did you get the maps I wanted?
Yes, Tuan. Put maps on desk. Government man, he say that be plenty bad country.
Yes, I know it, Kolo. But good or bad, we're going to find Stacy's wife. And if possible, bring her back to health and happiness.
Late that afternoon, after Jim had everything packed and loaded for the journey, his maps marked, and his first leg of the trip planned, young Stacy awoke, strengthened and refreshed from his long sleep. Bathed and given a complete new wardrobe, he felt very much better and anxious to hear Jim's decision.
Yes, Stacy, we've decided in your favor.
Oh, fine.
What's more, we've made all the preparations for the campaign while you've been asleep. We'll be ready to start at sundown. It'll be much cooler traveling at night.
I don't know how to begin to thank you, Mr. Bradley. You can't realize what it means to me. It's given me new life, new confidence.
Okay, but you've still got to take it easy for a while. Now, I'm taking full command of this expedition, and I want you to leave everything to me. But first, get used to calling me Jim.
Okay, Jim. And if you don't mind, I'm called Red by most of my friends.
All right. Red will be then. Now, tell me, did you bring any crew down with you?
No, only Moco, my head boy. He'll be waiting for me at the railhead where we leave the train and get a boat up the river.
That's so much the better. Kolo is a pretty shrewd judge of natives. He's hired a good crew for us. They've been sent ahead and will meet us at the railroad. Kolo's going up and we'll have a boat hired for us. Your place isn't right on the river, is it?
No, it isn't. On account of the floods at the rainy season. It's just over the first range of hills in the valley beyond.
And then it's only a short trip from the river inland to your plantation?
That's right. If we leave the railroad at dawn, we should reach the plantation in the late afternoon.
Good. Then it's all set. We leave this evening. Now, come along with me, Red. I want you to meet my partner, Mr. Vreel.
Oh, fine.
Although she's rather young in years, she's an old hand in this business of adventure in the Orient.
That's my head man, Moco, right over there.
Boat loaded. Crew ready, Tuan. Kolo get very good boat. See, down there at dock.
Yes. Well, that's great. Everything close at hand. We should lose no time getting started up the river.
Moco.
Where?
Moco, this is Mr. Bradley.
How are you?
He's in charge now. We'll answer to him.
Yes, Master Stacy. Moco like that. He have plenty about great jungle Jim Bradley.
Oh, there you are, Jim. Your fame precedes you.
Thanks, Moco.
Fine, Moco.
Now, Moco, this is Kolo, my head man.
Moco, hablo con Kolo.
Now, get together with him for all instructions. All right, Kolo. Lead the way down to the boat. We don't want to lose any time.
Very good, Tuan. This way.
That's certainly a good-looking boat Kolo got for us, Jim. We ought to make good time in there.
Leave it to Kolo to pick them. That 8-man crew he picked up are a likely-looking lot, too.
Yeah.
Boy, we'll need them.
Yes, I'll feel safer with the crew we know.
Frankly, Red, I don't like this territory. I've been here before. The natives are very moody and unfriendly to white men.
Don't I know it. We've had a great deal of trouble with them. Most of the plantation help had to be brought in. The natives themselves won't work for or with the white men up here.
Well, that sounds like an encouraging start, anyway. Nothing like having a few tribes of hostile natives at your front and back doors.
Okay, here we are now. Get aboard, Lil. Stacy. All right, Kolo. Cast off. Pull out whenever you're ready.
Powered by the strong rhythmic strokes of the native crew, the trim boat carrying Jungle Jim and his party sped gracefully up the river to the landing dock that marked the beginning of the overland trail to Red Stacy's plantation. Leaving their big native boat, Jungle Jim led his followers overland, into the jungle country populated by the silent, fierce natives, unfriendly to the white man. The party moved with swiftness, yet always on the alert for any danger. Suddenly, Jungle Jim halted the procession.
What is it, Jim? What have we stopped for?
Yes, is there anything wrong, Jim?
Yes. Ever since I got up high here, I've been smelling smoke.
Yeah. I can smell it too, Jim. Oh, maybe a little grass fire.
No, there's far too much dampness and moisture here for a grass fire.
I can smell it now, strongly. It doesn't smell like smoke from a grass fire to me.
You're right, Lil. Oh, very much like timber smoke. Wood burning.
Yeah, it smells that way to me, too. Oh, let's push on. See, after we cross the top of this ridge, you can get a good view of the surrounding country.
All right, let's push on again. Stay up here with me, Red. I want to ask you a few questions.
Okay, Jim. Go ahead. What do you want to know?
Look, when you left the plantation, how many people were left there to take care of things?
Oh, just half a dozen workers. We have a compound for them just across the clearing from my house. They were natives we imported to work up here.
There were no local natives among them?
No. Couldn't get those devils near the place.
I see. And how are these people you left there? Fairly trustworthy?
Yes, I suppose. Oh, I don't feel you can trust any of them, really. These I have are a shiftless, lazy lot. Why'd you ask, Jim?
Well, I'm afraid, Red, that... Oh, never mind. Let's wait till we get on top of this ridge, and then I can tell whether my fears are justified.
Well, it won't be long now. A few more feet up, and you'll be there.
Yep, and I hope my fears aren't justified. All right. Here we go. Up and over now.
All right, come on.
I was right, Stacy. Take a look.
So that's what we smelt burning. Why, those dirty heathen swine. Oh.
What's the fire down there in the valley, Stacy? Don't tell me that...
That's my plantation, Mr. Brill. My house is burned to the ground.
And so the unseen, mysterious power that lured Stacy's wife away seems to be manifest in more tangible evidence now. Death and arson marked the first blow against Jungle Jim and Stacy in their war to recover young Stacy's wife. What new dangers lurk in this enemy country when Jungle Jim prepares to track down the unknown, unseen enemy? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim over this station. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoonland, like the list of all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Popeye the Sailor, Tilly the Toiler, Barney Google, and the Little King, the impish antics of Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kid, the immortal Mickey Mouse, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.